to Internet Marketing Insights. Each week on our program, we choose a theme related to internet marketing, bring you different guests to speak about, and help you understand those themes. This week on our show, Tasha Everhart and Jeff Morgan of Morgan Miller Plumbing, located in Grandview, Missouri, which is right outside of Kansas City. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thank you.
And I'm your host, David McBee of DavidMcBee.com. I've been helping business owners with their internet marketing for several years, and I write the blog Let's Translate, Making Sense Out of Internet Gobbledygook, where I do my best to simplify complex internet concepts for anyone to understand, very much like what we do here on IMI. So let's get started. I'm super excited about today's guests. I just want you to know who we're about to listen to for a little bit. Morgan Miller Plumbing is a local Kansas City-based plumbing company, and they caught my attention because they won Battle of the Brands.
Yes, we did.
Woo!
And that was kind of a surprise to me to see a plumbing company winning a brand competition. And so I dug in a little bit, and I found some folks who knew them and introduced us, and we got to talking, and I was very impressed with their social media skills, and that's why I invited you guys here to talk today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're honored.
Tell us just a little bit about the size of your business, just like, no.
Well, we're 17 years old. There's 22 of us, and we have a lot of fun, and we also plumb.
Oh, yeah, we are a plumbing company, too, by the way. We've got about 8 service trucks, about to be 9 service trucks out there. Go all over, 50-mile radius, all around the entire metro area. Located right here in the little southern part of Kansas City.
And what kind of plumbing is it that you do? Is it just like local residential repair or commercial?
We're a full-service plumbing company, residential and commercial services.
Okay. And you like it?
Oh, love it would be a better word. Love it.
I love this place.
It's a very unglamorous world, but we make it glamorous and fun.
Yeah.
Did we mention fun?
And what are your roles?
I'm the president.
You're the bomb.
Yeah, baby.
The bomb. We just gave him a fancy title, really.
I'm the CFO.
Okay.
Okay.
Chief Facebook Officer.
Oh, you thief. He's a thief. I'm the marketing director, kind of social media manager as well.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm the real CFO.
You are.
So we're getting the picture here that you have the name and she does the work.
Tasha was hired 2.5 years yes. ago. She was she's a junior at a local college here with a degree, a major in communications. And the minute she came aboard, our place changed.
All right, so let's talk about that specifically, because I do have older business owners ask me, is this something I should turn over to someone who's young in my audience? Or in my office.
Maybe young and hip like she is, but also someone that knows what they're doing.
So you don't think it's a matter of age, do you?
No.
She just happened to know her stuff.
Well, she keeps us young and young at heart, and she's got the energy of 3 of us. And that helps a lot because it keeps everybody else's energy up. So that just happened naturally. We were already on Facebook and LinkedIn a little bit for 2.5 years before she got here, but she took it to a whole new level. So yeah, I would think that every company needs some sort of marketing, social media marketing department.
Okay, no matter the size of the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree, and I would say it has nothing really to do about age. A lot of people that I talk to just assume I got my job because I was young, but really, just because I'm young doesn't mean I know social media. I knew how to do it the right way, and a lot of other companies need to know it's not about just because you got an 18-year-old fresh out of high school who knows how to get on Facebook. That's a big misconception with social media. You can be any age. You just need to know how to do it correctly.
And so now you've been doing Facebook for several years. Do you feel like Jeff at his age is pretty good at it?
Absolutely. Yes. There's things he'll teach me and vice versa. We keep each other very informed on the Facebook world.
Well, I knew within 5 minutes of getting on it, now over 5 years ago, that this is a very powerful tool that a lot of people my age, 53, weren't using it at that time, but kids from 20 to 30 were. And I said to myself, I said, if I can plug into these kids that are on here every day, all the time, if by the time that they're somebody, 30 to 40, and owning the world, they'll think of Morgan Miller as top mind. And that's who I was trying to capture. In the last 5 years, everything's kind of changed. A lot of people my age are on now. And so we're already in. We're already running with this thing, and now everybody's coming aboard. It's pretty exciting.
So what was it about it? When you looked at Facebook, you saw an opportunity. Other business owners see an obligation. Why do you think that is?
The kids today, and we say this, and I guess it happened when we were kids, they know what they want, and they're the ones that are going to own the world before we know it. And I was just trying to figure out a way to keep in tune to today's new market trends. And I knew that this was going to be it. And now, you know, most people look at Facebook before they look at our website.
Well, a lot of companies look at it as an obligation because they think it's very time consuming and it's going to wrap up a huge budget of theirs. But that's why they clearly haven't jumped in, because it takes no time at all. The little tricks and tools that you can use on there save you time, and it's affordable. So they have that. They're scared. It's really just another excuse because they're scared to kind of jump in and see that this could just blow their business up if they do it correctly.
And we talked about that a lot. We used to.
Mm-hmm.
I got on. I started pressing buttons because I knew it wouldn't break, to see what it would do. And that's how you learn it. And so I already had a background in it when Tasha was hired. And so her and I have been able to meld together and put a pretty good program together. She keeps me behaved.
You make a really good point, though. I think a lot of people are afraid to do stuff because they're afraid they're going to do it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for you to say, I knew I couldn't break it, that's kind of a big deal.
Right.
I think that's a big message everybody should take away from this, is that you just got to go in there and do it wrong for a little bit, and you'll figure out how to do it right.
Exactly. We posted this, and it didn't work, and then we started posting that, and it started to work, and then got boring. It's just, we tried different things, and we weren't scared. If we flopped, it doesn't mean we're unsuccessful.
We know intuitively not to get mixed up in a lot of things that people like to post about politics or religion or who their favorite basketball team is or football team on the college level in this town.
Yeah.
Because that's just going to alienate half of our client base or future client base. So we keep it light. And that was another key ingredient. Nobody wants to be sold. David, you don't want to be sold every minute you're looking at Facebook and every second. So we don't put a lot in there about how great we are, because nobody wants to
hear it.
That's
a given. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, right now, before we even go any further, what is your Facebook address, or what's the best way they can find you so that as they're listening to this, they can be looking
at it? Yes, www.facebook.com/MorganMillerKC, and that's really all of our handles on social media.
MorganMillerKC?
Yep.
All right, and what other social media channels are you aggressively pursuing?
Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, I'd say, are pretty heavy. Google Plus is there, just not as heavy. We've talked about this in the future, or in the past. So it's becoming a goal of mine to set that up more, but it's there.
Okay, let's not talk about Google Plus.
No, let's not.
Tell me a little bit about the Battle of the Bands. Tell me why you guys decided to like get Battle of the Bands. I said bands.
Well, we're also a band as well, though.
Battle of the Brands, and why you got involved, and kind of how it came about that you won it.
Well, I actually think Jeff was on vacation, and we stumbled upon KC SourceLink, which just happened, and they were doing this fun battle, or about to be. And I read about it, and it said it looked a little bit of fun brand recognition, so I nominated us. I just did it out of a whim and thought, oh, this will be fun for the heck of it. And then from there, it just started to web, if that makes sense, of how it started internally with all of us getting excited every week because we made it to, what was it, 64? Like the 64 that actually made the bracket. We were thinking, yeah, right. We saw some of those names, and we definitely were dreaming big, but we weren't going to get ahead of ourselves.
Who else was in the competition?
Other brands, The Roastery, Gail's Harley Davidson, Boulevard brewery, which was huge, and all of which we played against. And those were, like, we played against some of the biggest brands in Kansas City. But it worked because our social media was, like, killing it.
What do you mean you played against them?
We went up against them. Versus. It was Morgan Miller versus the Roastery. I think that was one of our final rounds, actually.
That was the final round.
That
it was
the
set up like
round?
The final or the NCAA tournament. There were 64 companies, four different brackets. After one round, there'd be 32 companies. After two, 16. After three, 8, so on. And you got votes. You had to ask people that you knew to get online and go to KC SourceLink and vote for you. KC SourceLink made it real easy. You didn't have to sign up for anything or give them your email address, which was real smart on their part because it made it easy for people to go in and vote, get off, and they didn't have to worry about giving up their
freedom. That was big.
So, yeah, the first week was fairly easy. The second week was Gail Tarley Davidson, and she's a marketing monster in this town.
Yeah, they do awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So we all laughed and said, well, that was fun.
It was a fun ride.
But all of a sudden, well, we personal messaged hundreds of people on our Facebook page. We didn't just put it out there on the feed, vote for us because we think we're cool. We actually took the time and went in and wrote a personal message to hundreds of people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy.
Okay, but again, there's going to be people listening to this going, why would you think to do that? I mean, you just started doing it.
It's social,
and we were starting to realize, like, wait a minute, this is a way to make people know our name without really trying. We didn't even realize we were doing it before. We didn't realize how big it was going to be until, of course, now, even a year later, we're still talking about it, which is fabulous. But we started after the first couple rounds, we realized people are really getting into this. People are just excited. So it taught us to not only bark about ourselves, because believe it or not, he keeps joking about how cool we are, but we're very humble, a very humble company. We usually are like, what? You know us? How? Like, we kind of geek out for a minute. And it's cool. But it taught us to bark about ourselves in a way of like, hey, we need your help because we can't do this alone. So everyone became part of the Morgan Miller Plumbing team, not just the people who actually work here. Everyone who we touched and asked every week, they were like, hey, vote for my friends, please. They became part of this little army we created of social media monsters, and they just blew it up. So we started, that was when the messaging kind of really went heavy, and we just, people got into it, really into it, like they do the NCAA tournament. So it was social media madness versus March madness.
Well, and part of that, the reason was that the personal messages, the fact that they were already watching us, because we don't sell them, you know, we just play along.
Let's talk about that. What do you do on Facebook that's so fantastic?
We don't try to sell people. All I'm concerned about, and all I was from the very beginning, was people seeing our logo on the top left corner of that Facebook post.
At least 365 days a year, more. Yeah. Is fine, but I don't want you to see that
once a day. So then I started sampling hundreds of other pages. What are they doing? And I noticed right away what I didn't want to do. And that was to tell you, hey, I got a special, hey, we saved this, hey, we got this, do this, you know, and give all these tips and all this stuff, because plumbing, nobody even likes us.
No, we're like the most unwanted to call people.
Yeah, nobody's really calling bad for us, like wanting to call a carpet company to come get new carpet, or, oh, I'm going to remodel my kitchen, I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, it's like my toilet's clogged. Right. Like, hello, call us.
So instead of going with the, here's a coupon and here's how great we are, we just started posting pictures of puppy dogs.
Puppy dogs?
Yeah.
Puppy dogs.
Okay.
Mainly they were our puppy dogs.
Which are here with us now.
They
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't made a couple of vocal announcements for us lately.
And things like that. We do a lot of water photos. We did a lot of funky plumbing photos. And people started watching us because we're telling a story. We're not just trying to sell people. And you get about, 1.8 seconds of time as people are scrolling up and down their wall to make people smile and remember you. And if they see it every day, you become top of mind.
And our goal will, our, I know Jeff and I, our biggest goal is we're a service company. So we want people to feel comfortable and as the, like they're just part of our family on our Facebook. And the best way to do that is never sell. Don't sell, sell, sell. Show them who we are, what we like to do, the fun pictures we stumble across and share with you. It's about making them feel comfortable because we have to send people into their homes most of the time. Most of the time it's a homeowner that we're talking to on Facebook. We have a lot of businesses that follow us as well. But the point is to make them just feel like another a friend of ours or a family member. It's just we're the biggest misconception. We don't want to sell. It doesn't hurt us, but we just want you to feel comfortable. Call us. We got to come in your home. You practically already know us. So it's a good way for people. We get employees off of it as well because they'll come there. They'll get to know us, and they'll be like, you know, this seems like a really genuine family-based place. That's what we've gotten, what, the last three employees from Facebook.
Wow. So. Did you guys do something with unicorns?
Oh, we're huge with unicorns. It's actually, I don't know. It's how did it even start? Who knows what this
meant? I think it was the first post that we put up there that blew up. That really got a lot of
attraction. We've become known as like the unicorn plumbing company.
Unicorns are awesome.
Super awesome. If I could be anything else, it would probably be a unicorn. Which we all have that philosophy, which is creepy.
Unicorns are awesome. You're awesome, so you must be a unicorn.
Therefore, I'm a unicorn. But yes, it started with puppy dogs, and now we're on a unicorn.
This is the sense of humor that comes through on your face.
Yeah.
It does.
That's why you can always usually tell.
It's social.
It's the first
name of all of this stuff. And then cool thing about it is you can do it in the comfort of your business or home and have a good time with it and make people smile. And you can do it with thousands of people at once.
And so back up, before social media, I'm assuming you were social. In real life.
And
well,
that's a good question.
We're
that's
kind of shy,
point.
If you haven't noticed. We're probably the two shyest people in this office.
That's a good point, though, David. That's a good point. If a guy or a gal isn't too social, then how do they become social on social media?
Mm-hmm. They hire a Tasha, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But what did you do? Like, do you do chamber meetings and networking and lunches and golf and all that good stuff?
And that's kind of when we found out it was working. We're involved in 16 different organizations, and each key member of this company goes to different meetings, and we strategically did that because it gets them out of the office for a few hours every week or every other week, and they get to go market the company, and they have a good time doing it. We'd start going to these meetings, and somebody'd say, hey, I saw that unicorn post. That was funny. And oh, wow, they're watching.
Yeah.
They might not have ever liked a post or made a comment on a post, but this person is watching. And so now you go back to your office or wherever you go to brainstorm, saying, man, things are taking off here. People are watching. We got to be right. Then you start looking at your company a little bit differently. How are we perceived? How are we doing things? This is the way they see it. Can we do better?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you start thinking better, and you start thinking smarter, and you make better decisions about your business.
Wow.
But I wouldn't ever not. We're big on the face-to-face marketing or networking as well. We don't give that up. I think that just helps our social media because we still go out and shake hands and say hi to people. We go out and people are like, oh, it's all this, or hey, I've used your company. It helps to hit so online and in face, like the face-to-face. We've seen it just skyrocket in our line of business because we get to know you here and you get to know us here. So.
But you also said, you know, comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine there's times when you're sitting down doing posts on a Sunday and you're, you know, in your bathrobe or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me about how you manage your time and how you find time to do all this.
We actually don't schedule that many posts. We don't recommend scheduling a whole month because you're not in real time. You're losing what's really going on in the world, and it's cool to interact with what's going on. Most of the time, it's kind of a we'll have an idea of what we'd like to post on this day and on this day and on that day, but stuff comes up. So like today was opening day and I happen to have a picture of Slugger that I forgot all about. He's sitting at our dispatch desk. So it's I didn't even think about it until I came in this morning, realized it. It's very whim, on a whim at times, but we do schedule, I'd say.
Yeah, but 30. He's asking, how do you make the time to do it?
I don't know. I set it out like a meeting almost. Like I know I'm going to have to post on social media, so I set almost an 2 hours worth of time, and I figure out where I'm going to post, what I'm going to post.
2 hours a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you spend that much time on it?
Probably.
On all the platforms.
On all of them combined, not just Facebook. Yeah, because when I'm on Facebook, I'm also interacting with other companies. So I go in and I'm liking their stuff, I'm commenting on their stuff, I'm commenting on people's comments. So if I had to average it, I'd say about 2 hours a day, which it flies by because that's
We gotta talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about your time on social media. Yeah.
But we're gonna get to return on investment for that time in just a minute. But before we do, let's go more into what you're talking about. Yes, you're posting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic. You have this great presence.
Mm-hmm.
But I always talk to business owners about how that's a little bit like going to the networking meeting and just handing out business.
Leaving a flyer on the table.
Here's my flyer. Here's even free cookies, whatever. You're giving, giving. But if you're not listening and interacting, then you're failing.
That's a great point.
So tell me more about how you listen to what other companies are doing and what kind of impact you think that has.
I go in and it's just like listening. They have a post up that they're doing something neat. I'll comment, neat, cool, or I'll share it if I need to. But I do a lot of liking, a lot of commenting. And then from there, it brings them back to my page and they interact with me. So then eventually there's always a Tasha or a Jeff at a company that they're going to be like, who's Morgan Miller? And they always comment and like our stuff. We have a couple people who go to networking events. And they're always like, you're all over. You're always commenting on my stuff. Thank you for that. It's very social. You're interacting with me. Even though I'm not to your face, eventually when someone meets me, they're like, oh my gosh, I've met your company online. It's the same concept as face-to-face. It's just you need to go in and spend time with these companies, get to know them, like them, share them.
It's important to them.
Retweet them. I mean, it's everywhere.
Just like when we get a lot of response, it's important to us. It makes us feel good.
Yeah.
So when we go in and we like something that the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce posts that might get 4 likes, but we're the 5th, and now they love us because we're always commenting on their stuff. There might be a nonprofit company that's having a fundraiser that they'll post that they're having a fundraiser Thursday night. Please come by and we'll show up.
Okay.
Whoa. And we'll tweet about it and share it like they want it.
So let's say the fund or the nonprofit has 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you share it. How many followers do you guys have?
Over 2,000.
Okay. So now their message just, you know, tripled.
Yeah. And we feel as if we do it, they're going to reciprocate, and that's just how business works.
And
you help each other
about,
grow.
It's not about closing a deal right now.
No.
It's about 6 months from now. This is a true story, and I think this will tie everything up in a nice bow. We do all this liking and all this stuff. This lady called a couple weeks ago. It's been about a month now. The dispatcher comes into my office and she says, Jeff, this lady called, and I asked her where she heard of us, as I always do, and she said that she'd heard of us on the internet. Well, we don't go in and say which part of the internet because
tell
that's
us specifically what page you were on.
Do it now. We left it at that, but the lady started giggling, according to the dispatcher, and the dispatcher asked her. She said, well, what's so funny? What's going on? She said, well, I found you on Facebook. I don't know when I started following you, and I don't even know why, but now I need you.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Wait, let's repeat that. I don't know
when I started following you, and I don't know why, but now I need you.
And it works. That's the message that we always try to help other businesses when we're trying to tell our story. That's what we mean by that. This lady has no clue how she stumbled upon us, when, how, whatever. We've made her laugh. Maybe we've made her cry. Who knows? It's just now she remembers us because her faucet was leaking and it's driving her crazy. And we posted a picture of a unicorn and she's like, I'm just going to call. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
She didn't even think of anybody else.
No.
She didn't take the time to Google anybody else.
Yeah, we were the top of mind. Point in case.
Yeah.
Wow, branding works.
I know, it's so wild. It's not something just written about in books. It works. It really works.
All right, let's talk about how good it works.
Mm.
Because you do ask every customer, how did you hear about us? Mm-hmm. And you've told me that even if you don't nail that down in the beginning, you guys have a follow-up call, right? Mm-hmm. After the service is taken care of, you call them up and say, how was everything? And you ask them again, how did you hear about us?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, especially if they're in a good mood, you drill in a little bit more?
Absolutely. I'll if I can, it's hard to catch people. People are busy. But there's been times I've gotten in depth with people. They'll say they started just by Googling, then they read reviews, and they stumbled on a prior Facebook. So it's hard to actually grasp that when they first call. We get a majority of people who say internet. So we never know specifically, but we also are able to dive in and we know the 6 degrees usually. Say we do have, say David calls, but we know eventually he found us through Facebook, even if he says, oh, I know Jeff and Tasha. So it may go down as a Jeff and Tasha mark, but we also know that came through Facebook. But that's how we're able to dig in a little more in the follow-up process. Not always, but eventually it'll come out.
All right, this is the part I'm most excited about.
Oh.
Here we go, drum roll. How much of your business comes from Facebook?
We are right now tracing $2,000 a week.
That you can directly tie back to Facebook.
Yeah. And that could be just one big job, or it could be several small service calls.
2,000 a week.
Easy. Now, 3 years ago, zero. 2 years ago, I remember being at networking meetings and letting people know, I think it's $100, maybe a couple hundred bucks a week, and I'm pretty excited about that. At that time, there wasn't even anything called an ad on Facebook.
Right.
And now it's grown, and we expect it to double again over the next 12 months.
Well, I would almost say it already is more because there's the people that slip through who just say internet, and we can't get in depth because we're not going to bother them. But I would say it's actually more sometimes. It's just hard. This is 2,000 of what we can definitely account for.
It changed everything about our company. And for small business owners, you know, it's a great equalizer. You hear that a lot, too. You can play as big as the biggest on Facebook and social media.
So the 2 hours a day that she's spending on it, you feel like that's a good ROI?
Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. We're spending her 2 hours, maybe my hour. I just looked up the other day. I don't know if I can say this, but I'm saying it anyway. Our total spend on Facebook over the last 2 years is $1,800.
That spend of ads?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't really do the paid ads very much?
Not much. $5 a day sometimes when we feel like.
And what do you do with that? Just promote a post, or do an actual paid click ad? Or
it depends the reach that we're getting on a post. So say I put a post up and I'm already reaching a good amount of people and I haven't touched it. I just put it out there for a post of the day, and I'm already, say, at like 400 reach, I'll boost that post because the goal is reach, not necessarily likes. I want to reach as many people. I want so many people to see that name and logo. So that just varies. And so say we're at a lull in page activity, we may boost the page. There's no reason to our madness sometimes.
It's just, the cool thing is, and we discussed this last week, it's not paper ads. It never goes away. It's not like you're in the newspaper or a flyer or a mailer where they crumple it up and throw it away.
Right.
It's there forever. You can come back to it. You can bring it back. You can keep projecting it out there for the thousands to see. It's a lot more effective than it used to be. Is it time for me to say my famous line?
Sure.
You can put it anywhere in this you want.
What is that?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
I'm actually.
It has never been easier for a customer to find you or for you to find a customer in the history of humankind.
Ooh, that is good.
Boom, my mind is blown.
Brusa, clean the wall.
I'm going to have to clean the wall.
Clean
this
the wall.
Crazy.
It is a mess. And that's the truth. my goodness, we're 17 years old. If it would have been this easy when we first started, you and I wouldn't be talking today because I'd be way somewhere else by now.
He'd be on a beach lawn t-shirt.
Baby, yeah. You know what I mean, though? Back in the day, you throw the Yellow Pages ad in and let's hope the phone rings.
Yeah, I sold those Yellow Pages ads.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
you're the guy I fired. I think you might be.
No. I bailed about the time that I started using the internet. I really wanted to go that
way. Jump on the internet.
This isn't about me. No.
Oh, yeah. How did it turn all of a sudden all about David?
It's always about David.
It's always about David.
David knows about
search.
David.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That is so getting cut.
Oh, no. Leave this in.
All right. So your thought is that any business can go in and do what you've done?
Absolutely. Any business, even the restrictive business, the lawyers, the insurance companies, they've got to be careful because of by state or out of state, different jurisdictions and rules and regulations. They can.
But your advice to them is don't sell.
Yeah.
Just go on and have fun.
You can do it on your personal page. Look, if I'm a lawyer, and everybody I know knows I'm a lawyer, and I'm on my personal page, and I make funny comments on my personal page every day, and I've got a great following, then when somebody needs a lawyer, they're going to think of me because I'm the guy that they're always following.
It's so simple.
It is so simple.
Just why are we even bothering to do a podcast about this? I'm just going to write that one line, tweet it out, and the whole world
tweet it live.
Do it now while it's free, David.
Oh, because before long, Jeff Morgan's going to start charging.
No, but you know what I mean? And it's just it's a game. Mm-hmm. It's just a big, giant board game. There's no winners. There's no losers. You just get in there and play, and they change the rules every day.
Every day.
Do you think you've influenced other business owners to take this more seriously?
We know we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're coaching probably a dozen different companies right now.
That's kind of cool.
It is. It's fun. It is. Because it's the least we can do to help.
We've been to Facebook headquarters.
I didn't know that, but tell me more about that.
We just got back. We left the beginning of March. March 6th is when we went out there. 2 years ago, we were doing a brainstorming session, and Tasha says, Jeff, I want you to read. I want you to read blogs. I want you to read customer service if that's what you want, social media, plumbing if you like. Just read something. Put our name on it. Put your name on it. We'll be tied to that blog forever, and that'll help our SEO. Cool.
Yeah, okay.
So I got the boring part. I got to read, and she does the creative. One day I wrote a comment on a blog that was written by the vice president.
It was written
about
the vice president of small business for Facebook.
Dan Levine.
Mm-hmm. Levy.
Sorry, Dan. Dan Levy. And the next day he calls. Because I was the only one that wrote positive comments about what Facebook did to our company. Everybody else was complaining about what Facebook wasn't doing right.
Okay.
And I did not know this until we went out there that he was on a quest to find a plumber that was using Facebook in a positive manner. And there is my comment shows up, and he calls the next day. We started conversing. We started having conference calls about every third week or so. Every time they call, I just laugh and jokingly say, hey, you know, if you just invited us out to Palo Alto, it'd make this a lot easier. We could get a lot more done. Well, in February, when we finished our conference call, they said, oh, by the way, we put a small and medium business council together, and you're one of 12 companies that we've invited to Facebook land. I call it Facebook
land. It's Facebook land. It's definitely Facebook land.
And we'd like you to come. And after I peeled Tosh off the ceiling.
I'm still on the ceiling.
That is exciting.
Let's be real.
That's pretty cool.
We did a happy dance around the conference table during the conference call. That was fun.
And my bags were packed the next day, so.
We learned a lot there. And we learned that Facebook doesn't consider themselves even close to being done.
They're only 1% done.
Is that what they say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they teach all the kids there.
Wow.
That they are a blank canvas, 1% done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be had.
They invited you there, though, to kind of suck your brain.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. And we were
what dead. You wanted to do, how it works.
Uh-huh. They wanted to actually get Facebook feedback from people who use it actively for their businesses and personal. The page designs, the way they post ads, every bit of the way Facebook works, they wanted to pick our brain about.
You were the focus group.
Oh, yeah. We were. I'm still tired. I mean, that day, it was a 12-hour day that we spent, pretty much. And we were busy from ding to dong, and we were never not talking about Facebook and how it works and what they can do better, what they can change.
But see how one thing led to another. Yeah. 5 years ago, we started on Facebook, and now we're going to their headquarters.
It's a domino effect.
Just one thing leads to another, and that's back to, it's not going to break.
Yeah.
Push a button. See what's going to happen. Is it too late?
No.
Just get on and enjoy it. Is it going to be here next year? I don't know. Our meeting tells me, yes, absolutely, it's going to be here. They haven't even started. They want to make it better for us. They know that they're behind. They know that they don't know what they're doing. You know why? Because they've never built Facebook.
That's a good point.
Yeah. That, when they said that like that, it was kind of like, what? That's such a good point. Facebook has never been built.
Not like building a car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any super secret stuff that you can tell us?
No,
that you
not unless, then you'd have to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that'd be weird. That could be an end of a weird end of the podcast.
That would be terrible.
It's just their goal is to completely keep the world together, all based on a social network. They want to make it easy for people to communicate, stay together, reach each other, every bit, bring people together.
And share information.
And share. It's really, I mean, that's Facebook's goal.
Cool. All right, I want to back up just a little bit again.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that the goal was not likes. You said the goal was reach. Tell me more about that concept, because a lot of folks will say, I want more likes, more likes, more likes, more likes, more likes, and you feel like it's a different goal.
I would say yes, my goal has changed after we got back from Facebook land, because it's not about how many people like your photo, not necessarily. You want the amount of people to see that post. Because as we talked about before, a lot of people will bring up posts to us that they never liked. I never had any proof that they saw that, but they were in my target. They were in my reach. That's the goal that you want. You want as many people to see that one post or your page. You want the organic reach to be there. What I mean by that also is, don't necessarily steal a picture from somebody and post it for yourself. You know, you can give the credit. Share it. They're wanting people to share more. Because the reach grows. The reach grows organically for the original poster and for the people who share it. It's a win-win in my world for reach. The more people see that
logo. You've got to have people following you first to a degree.
Well, to a degree.
But their algorithm flat out says the more likes and comments that a post has, the more people see it. People are always complaining. There's all this garbage out there that says, you know, only 10% of your followers will even see your posts. So do you do something specific to try and get more comments and likes and shares, or just great stuff?
Well, just great stuff, but no, we try to do things that we know are going to spark a conversation, but we just ran our 5K on Saturday. I knew posting a collage of that, people were going to comment and interact. They were going to be like, oh, this old guy just ran a 5K. Who's that young babe? And it's like, oh, it's me. But it's like, I knew, you know when you're going to get an interaction. And, well, you can hope for the interaction.
But you're telling a story.
You're not going to get
any interaction at all if you're not telling a story.
Yeah.
If you're just putting out there, come buy 12 donuts. You know, we'll give you a third.
A 13th free.
Yeah, that's not telling a story. So to reach people, you got to tell a story so that they interact, so that their friends see it, and that their friends see it, and that their friends see it. And I do agree with you, David. The algorithm of Facebook has changed to a degree. How could you see all the information that's being created?
You can't
every
call
day.
Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you just couldn't. So, yeah, they do monitor it and they do throttle it. But if you're out there working it every day, a percentage of your people are going to see it eventually. Now, if you're going to post every other week, forget about it.
Yeah,
nobody's going to, they're going to forget about you. And I see that mistake happening all over the place. And that's one of the first things in our coachings that we stop people from doing. You can't post 1 month and then post the next month and then post 2 weeks later and then say Facebook doesn't work.
Facebook's horrible. Nobody likes my stuff. Well, yeah, because you're on no one's newsfeed.
You're not interacting with other people's mm-hmm. posts. You're not putting it out there every day so people can see it, so that they remember who you are. And all you're doing is asking me to come get a free donut.
Yeah.
I don't want a free donut. I want a smile. I want to laugh and I want to zoom on. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And face it, they don't. I mean, we don't have time. They just want a smile. That's how I see it.
Yeah, like you post every Monday, like about, isn't it a Monday song? So some Mondays I'm like, what song? I'm so bored, you know, like what song did you post today? Or something like that. People get to know the story and get to know things and they want to follow along. And then when you just stop all of a sudden, it's kind of like, help, where'd you go?
You're home.
Where's my song? Where have you been? It's they, believe it or not, people watch and they want to be part of it and follow the story. The story is the most important part.
I can tell you that I did ask Facebook about my personal page.
What'd you ask them?
I asked them, I said, you know, my personal page is becoming ingrained as my business page. My business page is my personal page, and people really don't know the difference. Backing up a second, you got to be careful about what you post on your personal page, mm-hmm. too, with this matter, because people will see our business page and go right to our personal page to see who we really are.
Are your personal pages public?
Mine's not. His
mine is.
Probably.
It probably is.
Probably, which is so scary.
I behave.
Yes.
It's all about the party. Always has been, always will be. So I've got an image to
uphold, absolutely.
But I asked them when we were there, I said, can I ever boost my personal page?
Hmm. And?
Well, she's shaking her head, so I can't answer that. But yes, it's coming.
Facebook's constantly changing.
Right, right. And they're doing all kinds of testing.
Did you know only 8 people run Instagram? 8.
What?
Yeah. Only 8 people run Instagram.
Oh, that is
that big old platform. Only 8 little people run that.
Well, they're pretty.
They may not be little. I have no people. I have no clue. That's actually super offensive. And I did not mean it that way. Oh my goodness! Cut that! Cut that part.
No.
There's only 8 people. Size is unknown. Size is unknown. But this is weird. Only 8.
All right, I'll move on to another question. How about this? Besides Facebook, you mentioned some of the other platforms that you're using. And Instagram, of course, is owned by Facebook, but it's a totally different platform.
Absolutely.
In fact, I think, I have a 13-year-old son who wouldn't go on Facebook to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he lives in Instagram, mm-hmm. and a lot of the age mm-hmm. group does. You mentioned getting to the kids. Kids to you can mean something different from what kids to someone else means, mm-hmm. but you're playing in Instagram space.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it doesn't work just like Facebook.
Nope.
But what are you finding in some of these other social media platforms?
I've learned that actually to start out, to actually build the little bit that you would need to have some interaction, I've learned to lead on other companies. I started interacting really heavily with other companies, and that then helps me build people versus a company. How do I explain that a little better?
Is that an Instagram or?
My Instagram and my Twitter. I noticed it's easier for me to start interacting with companies because then through there I can meet the people and I start to interact with the people once we get, say, a certain hashtag going, something on those lines. I've learned to kind of hold on to businesses, which work so well with me.
Then you mean the people that are running those?
Well, and then it stems into their personal, and then from their personal, I can interact with some of those people. I can't just go in and start following random people on Instagram because that's kind of weird. Because it's like personal photos. So I started with just some people I knew and a couple businesses I was close with, and started following other local businesses and started growing my business presence up. And then through there, I'm starting to slowly get people who will see my comment or my retweet or my just comment on the hashtags that everyone's on. I've learned that other businesses are so great to help, and vice versa. I mean, it's weird. I didn't know how to start them. Cause
in those environments, do you feel like there's more business activity going on mm-hmm. than personal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least, you know, for Twitter, it's a news feed. It's a constant news feed. So, yes.
But isn't it back to the social? And I don't mean to be the interview guy, Dave.
but no, please, take over.
I can't think of anything else to ask you.
But what I'm seeing, the thing of it here is, it doesn't matter whether you're a business or if it's personal.
Mm-hmm. There's always people.
Always.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's the story that that person or that business is telling.
I was
telling.
Going there. Mm-hmm. See? I was going to get there.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay,
well,
just sure of it. Just sure of it.
But it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
After a while, people don't care which it is mm-hmm. if they like your story. Mm-hmm. It's like Peyton Place. I don't know. Just all grown up and all morphed out into billions of people.
Okay, so what social media platforms would you recommend that a person, you know, take seriously if they have limited amount of time?
Facebook. Take Facebook very serious and take LinkedIn. How many times did I have to say that?
Well, because that's my baby.
Yeah, LinkedIn is his. Those are two very good outlets. You can get really great referrals and a good startup all on LinkedIn, and you can do more of the...
You know this, Dave. LinkedIn is the business and Facebook is the
party.
Yeah. I always call LinkedIn Facebook for grown-ups.
Yes, it totally is. It's
actually loosening up a little bit from at least the people that I'm interacting with. You know,
oh, gosh. Makes me nervous. I'm going to have to go on there and check his work.
Well, it's changed. It's become more like Facebook. You can post mm-hmm. a status update with a picture. Mm-hmm. You can, they don't call it liking.
Recommend or
yeah,
something
I mean,
like that?
There's all,
something.
It's basically works the same way, except they have groups. Are you part of
yeah,
any groups?
He's part of some groups.
Yeah, several.
What's that like?
That's fun. That's where you start to get to really meet people and people get to know who
you are. So did you just join the groups and then post a question or join the groups and answer questions?
I join groups and then I answer questions that they've put up there, you know, or ask a question on top of the question. Or I'll just say, hey, that's a really cool article, or that's a great comment, or you're
just
right
on. Just being social.
Yeah. Right.
God, it's so difficult.
I know.
Really so
and just think they call it social media. That's weird.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I quit this.
It's not working. I'm out of here.
I'm going to go call my Yellow Pages.
No. Ouch. Burn.
I didn't mean... David, but I...
Well, he quit you know, doing that, okay?
All right.
Sorry, tangent. There
I'm
going
to go to my one-chamber meeting.
Next.
Let's talk about SEO just real briefly. I don't want to take off too much tangent here, but SEO, of course, meaning search engine optimization. Do you feel like the things that you're doing in social are having a positive impact on how you're ranked on Google, Bing, Yahoo?
Yeah, I would say so because we keep it interlocked with all of our websites, you know, so our Twitter can take you to our Facebook. So we keep all those links together with it also being on our website. And you can, I would say, yeah, ever since we've really started to be active on it, I feel like Google's hitting up a little more, brings in why I need to be on Google Plus more. I don't know. But yeah, I would say it's helped. That's not what I rely on, because that's not necessarily what it is, but I'd say it's absolutely helped.
We don't make moves just to hope that our SEO goes up, though.
Our Google ranking.
Right. We don't say, oh my goodness, how can I get on the front page? I don't understand however many plumbing companies there are in Kansas City, Missouri, how, let's say there's 100, that we could all be on the front page of 12 companies.
Right.
I don't get that. I don't see how that could happen. Why even worry about it? Get out there and make yourself valid by interacting and being social on the different platforms that are available to you, and most of it is free.
Right.
And that explains why you put Google Plus on the back burner.
I know, I don't mean to. Sorry.
But Google Plus, there's not a lot of true activity there.
And it's majority of businesses.
And
another
they're doing
place.
It
yes.
for SEO.
Absolutely. you know, and here I just want to be social and nobody wants to talk to me on there. So I have a problem with that. I'm not okay with not talking to people. You know, so I do, it's just, it's very business. It's very business on Google+. It's getting better. I've noticed more people are adding us. And that's great, shows that Google+ is going. I just read an article that Google+ is doing its thing. It's starting to get a little more popular.
We'll see.
Slowly. I'll have to read the source on that, but that was just the article.
All right, last topic. Customer reviews. A, how do you feel about them? B, how do you get more of them? And C, do you think they're even important?
You'll have to go through all those again. But A was, how do we feel about them?
I love them.
Love them. Absolutely love them.
Good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes, because we're human on the bad ones, we're rock stars on the good ones, and the mediocre ones, it's still another review. We want all organic. We don't ask people to write reviews.
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay. Never have.
Never have.
Never
because,
will.
Never will, no, probably not ever. Because for us, I'm not looking for someone to take time to write about some plumbing company. I want somebody who just had the best experience of their life or worse. Hey, everyone's different. To share that, because I'm standing behind a company that I know does great work, but everyone's like, you're biased. Okay, yeah, you're probably right, but go read these reviews because not one of those people have any insight to what I do. They think the same thing. So it's very, very organic to me.
Two things.
What would they be?
Well, two things. Our website, lots of websites used to be pretty much just a billboard. And you can go on anybody's website and you'll have a review section or a about us or comments that customers have made. Well, who knows if those are real?
Right.
Every time I ever look at one, I go, yeah, okay, I could have done that.
Sure,
too.
Sure. Mike Smith wrote that.
Yeah, uh-huh. M. Smith.
Yeah.
You go click on Mike Smith and he has, like, no friend.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
No picture.
Exactly. Yeah. We have no clue if it's real.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we don't ask for it, and then you get the ones that take the time to do it, then that's when it really means something. Now, there's a lot of sites out there, and one of her jobs is to be looking at those sites to make sure that we've got everything cleaned up, and they're out there. It was astonishing to us when we first started jumping into this. We hadn't even heard of most of these sites, and one of the biggest ones today is Yelp.
Yeah.
Love Yelp.
We love Yelp because it's all organic and we've got some great reviews on there and they're all organic and we don't ask people to go on to Yelp and give us a review, but the Yelp reviewer, the Yelp customer is different.
You know when a Yelp person's calling, if that makes any sense. They just go about business different. They're, hey, here's where we found you. This is what we need. This is my address. When I'm available, see you then.
They've already made it.
Yeah, you're like, I love you. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll see you Thursday. You know, they're very, they've spent their time reviewing a company. They've looked at you on all those platforms that we talked about, and they've made their decision. And then calling, just, they're like, done, over.
How easy is that?
Right.
And Yelp, for the most part, is free, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it to be.
The bad reviews, like I said, keep us human. We're not perfect, and we know that. I
do you
am.
Reply to those?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We got a strategy. We personally, we publicly reply to the bad review. We
private message
the good reviews.
And when you, let's talk about the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you throw yourself on the sword and just
yeah.
say?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
even if you're right.
Because it's not about making the customer feel wrong and stupid for, they number one, they took time to help us better ourselves as a company. Thank you. That's our biggest thing that we'll say is thank you. That's all. We wish more people would help us critique us when we're doing something wrong because we don't want to continue to do that.
Most people don't want to hear that.
Well, you know, nobody wants to hear the negative sides of what they're doing.
But what to do? It's the same thing as what we talked about earlier about making your company better. You start looking at it. Oh my goodness, this is how people perceive
us.
We've got to do better. We can do better.
You're an outsider.
What can we do better to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you're automatically better.
Yeah. We don't ever say, oh, you are the wrongest customer in the whole world.
Now, we've had some disgruntled employees.
Yes.
And that takes a little detective work.
And it's fun
to nail them.
Because there is. There's people who are just, will be out for our blood. And number one, we will flag it immediately because it's unfair. You're just mad. And we understand that. We're going to let you be mad and sit in a corner elsewhere. Don't rain on our parade. But we don't usually comment back to those. Or if we do, we will do it in a very witty way that it's like, well, be sure to call us because we just need to make this right when we know the whole story is a lie because we've looked it all up. And luckily, Yelp is very proactive when that kind of stuff happens. They want to know. They want you to flag it. They want everything. They want that person off of their site because if they're doing it here, they're probably doing it over there too.
And they drew one guy completely off their site forever.
Yeah, they're good with that. Was when you get certain people who are just out for negative.
So if other businesses are looking for advice, all you have to do is Google, Bing, your company name, and see what's out there. That's how we started looking at everything, back, forth, up, down, and
all around.
In the wintertime, it's a little easier on a Sunday afternoon to just.
Yeah.
Google your name and see what people are saying. See how many pages of stuff you got about yourself.
So part B of the question you already answered. It was how do you get more reviews? And I'm honestly gonna say I'm surprised that you don't ask for them.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean I know some really good businesses that do great work and they don't get any reviews. But I guess what I've learned here is that you're so social in all these other environments that you inspire that kind of activity. That's what I think is happening. You're inspiring very organic reviews. I think it's okay to ask for them. You know, if I go to a speaking event or meet with somebody and I did good things for them, I'll ask them, hey, would you mind commenting on my page?
Yeah.
But I want them to be authentic.
Right. And I'm not saying I don't recommend people ask. I do.
You don't have to.
Yeah, there's some businesses that people, you want all the credibility. Please review. Tell them all about your experience here at the plumbing shop or something. Absolutely. Just for us, we don't ask. We do our job, and we hope that they just share it with their friends and family.
Well, it's kind of like this, and I've been to places where they say, "Can you fill out my survey so that I can get 5 stars? Because it'll mean a lot to me." Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I got to be polite here. I'm thinking to myself inside my brain, I'm saying, "There's no way that I'd ever fill this out for you. How dare you even ask?"
Mm-hmm. Because they didn't earn 5 stars?
Right.
Ah.
Right. Or even close to it. But they're just doing it because it's the end of the sale and it's in their agenda to do this.
Yeah.
And that upsets me.
So let me throw a caveat. When I ask, I already know they liked me.
Right.
Well, see, yes.
Right. But you know the kind of industries I'm talking about that do that.
Yeah.
And so we've consciously said, no, we're just not going to be part of that game. That if people want to take the time to do it, then...
We appreciate it.
Either way it goes.
Yep. Whether it be good or bad. We appreciate all of them. We do. Because it takes time out of people's lives, even to write a bad one. We appreciate it.
And nobody likes a plumber.
No.
Nobody likes a
plumber. Nobody likes us.
That's not true. My dad was a plumber.
I liked your dad.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted his help, you know?
I know, but nobody likes us.
You're like the superhero with the lame power. That's kind of what we are.
Yeah.
We need that superhero to be part of this league.
Oh, we got to get the plumber because we got to have that one poor superhero.
I don't see it on the back.
I have offended so many plumbers just now.
Yeah. His name's David. He said it, not us.
David knows plumbers.
No, David knows plumbers.
Not.
Just you guys and my dad. All right. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about? Because we're over an hour or so.
Yeah. Wow.
Way past my bedtime.
Yeah. Just keep out there. Keep doing it. Keep clicking away.
Post on, baby. Post on.
Just leave it with that.
Don't be afraid.
That's good. Post on. I like that. Get his shirt.
Post on.
Post on. He raises his hand.
I got something for you.
Wait.
No, I got a present for you.
What? Okay. All right. What do you got?
I wasn't going to do anything.
Is this
going to
hurt?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know. Is this going to hurt?
What's he?
I don't know. Oh, okay.
What is this?
Oh, it's a magnet.
It's a little Facebook thumbs up magnet. Or thumbs down, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you can do it both ways. And when you're out in public and someone says something cool, just hold it up.
Yeah, no, you did good.
You can only buy those.
God forbid you use your own thumb.
No, you have to use the Facebook like. People associate that. Like, oh, that's good. Like.
This is cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really like this.
I've been waiting to give you that all month. You can only buy that.
You are lying. You have a whole bag of them.
No, I've got 10. I bought 10 of those.
He really did. That's actually true.
And I got 10 keychains. And you specifically mentioned to get one when we were in Facebook land.
Thank you.
You can't get that anywhere. You're one of four people in this metropolitan area.
Actually, you can get it on eBay in about an hour.
Oh, so that's what you're going to do with the chef gift. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Cool. eBay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It was our honor. Thank you for thinking of us.
I'm going to wrap this up with the small talk. So, Internet Marketing Insights is distributed by AMDG Radio. Check out some of the other shows they broadcast, including The Culture of Comics, where they discuss Marvel, DC, and comic book universe. Also, Swords in Space, where they talk about everything from Game of Thrones to Star Trek. You can find out more at blogtalkradio.com/AMDG. Music for our podcast is provided by Scotty McBee. As the guitarist for the Troubadour Retrievers, you can download his music on iTunes. For more information, visit troubadourretrievers.com. I know what you're thinking. Where was the music, right? I'm going to add that later.
Oh, you didn't hear me sing that?
No, that'll be added
okay.
later. And you can visit davidmcbee.com/IMI, where you'll be able to replay or share this episode, get a recap and links to relevant articles, and maybe even some visual aids. I'll have to post a picture of my cool magnet.
Yes.
And my guests will have
your magnet. I'm thinking that back.
We'll have your contact information there as well so people can get a hold of you. Until our next show, thanks for listening. Now go do something awesome.